We had something sitting on our dining table for months, and every time I looked at this thing, it felt like it was pointing out how much I don't have figured out. Now, this thing is a puzzle. It was massive. It's the kind, it takes up your whole dining table or kitchen table, so you're kind of eating around this because it becomes the centerpiece. And with puzzles, you might do the same thing. We finish the edges pretty quickly. They're more manageable. They make sense. But then you start dumping pieces in the middle of the puzzle. And it's just hard to figure out the whole thing because you got like little colors, tiny shapes, and they all look like they could fit each other, but they don't. And after a while, it gets a little frustrating to finish it. Nobody wants to touch it. It just starts to feel overwhelming. So it sits there and it's incomplete. And I started to think about that because a lot of our seasons in our life are exactly like that middle section of the puzzle. And we've got the outline handle, the roles, the responsibilities, routine, all the basics and logistics of our life. But it's the inside that is so messy and unclear. And we don't know what we're supposed to do next or what the bigger picture is. I will attempt to force something to happen because I want to feel like I'm making progress, but it never works. Paul talks about this a little bit in the Bible, in Philippians. He says, "He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion." And notice that it doesn't say that we complete it. And it doesn't say that we get to see the entire picture. It says he does. And the picture only comes together one intentional piece at a time. And the one who designed it knows exactly what it's supposed to look like in the end. I love that because Christ sees the finished work. And maybe we can learn to trust. Maybe this week, that's all we just start to focus on this a little bit, that it's not about solving the whole puzzle. It's just picking up our small piece. We place it faithfully where it belongs. And even if things feel unfinished, it doesn't mean that they're failing. It just means that they're forming. So let's let God hold the complete picture.